Okay. I'm trying to talk normal. Shit.
No, that's good. What you just did. Talk normal. Shit.
Word.
Damn, nigga, shit.
I feel you, nigga.
My
niggas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna pass on that one. I'm gonna pass on that.
That's the opening right there.
Come on, Denzel. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More three niggas talking big flicks on the phone off, and she still chase. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim, episode 17. 17, big 17, Tim. 17 already. We were talking about this before the podcast, man. It's crazy.
Yo, I was tripping before the podcast. I was like, the previous podcast, I was like, man, okay, we're getting started. But for some reason, when we hit 17, I was like, damn.
Crazy.
Like, that's a lot of people, a lot of shows.
Bro, three away from 20, man.
Hey, we're going to have to do 20 big.
Hey, if you're going to be here, you got a baby coming, bro. You got a baby coming
Wednesday, dog. I could not be more excited.
I better get a call, bro.
I'll text you. So, today we have a pretty dope guest. I actually just met him, but you know him.
Yeah, my man Russ, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. Just, you know, chilling.
Now, for the people out there, because I cannot pronounce your last name. How do you do it?
It's super Italian. Taliaferro.
Taliaferro.
Like right. The T in Booker T. Washington, same thing.
Right. Same fucking Russ thing. Russ T. We're going to call
you. Can you call me RJ if you want, RJ? If that's easy.
Usually that's what I do, call you RJ. I was like, my boy RJ is coming up to the podcast.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guest.
Simple as that. Two letters. Can't forget it. Somehow I get Andre when I answer the fucking phone at work sometimes.
Like, so yeah, it's simple, dude. This is our second episode back, and I say back because we were off for 2 weeks, and it just felt weird. It felt long.
It didn't feel good.
It didn't feel good at all.
It felt like fucking forever, dude. I'm not even going
to
lie.
And we got to give a shout out to RJ, man, because he is up top, one of the most loyal listeners, loyal supporters, and we appreciate that, bro, for sure.
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing.
Awesome. I just found that out today, and if you listen, hit us up. Let us know.
That's what I'm saying, man. Let us know.
Like, you asked me if you want to be on it, like, yesterday. Like, schedule's clear. Let's go. I'll fucking do it.
I ain't going to work.
Okay. I worked. I was like, even if I worked, like, until, like, 6, I'm like, yo, my nigga, I got to fucking leave. I got some shit to do in Hopewell. I got to go.
I invited RJ last minute, bro. And
I ain't even tripping, bro.
He was able to make it, so appreciate you coming out, man.
Still a fucking honor to be here, man.
Dude, we got a good show. But a lot has happened, not only in, you know, our boring lives, but in sports.
Oh boy!
Tim wanted to talk about this.
Just gleaming over here.
Tim rarely puts up a lone Facebook status. It's always like a repost or something share like or something. That.
Yeah, always.
But today he made a post. He made a status.
What did the post say?
An original post.
An original post.
There you go.
Sounds like a sighting of Bigfoot from you, bro.
My post said, "Ha ha 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 ha." FUAB.
Bro, I was almost this close to debating this weekend, should I drop Josh Gordon? Because I have him on a fantasy league. I'm like, fuck, he's not going to get no goddamn catches.
Nah, not with AB being there, but
well, it just got better for him.
It got a whole fuck of a lot better for me, shit.
Yeah, I have AB in one of my leagues. So that sucks.
So how many touchdowns do you think he's going to get this year? One?
He has one. He'll probably say one. He'll probably stay at one.
45 to 50 yards.
I don't see nobody picking him up. And for people who don't know, we're talking about Antonio Brown. He has had a hell of a year, hell of a past couple of weeks. Really bitched and cried his way out.
All his fault of
Oakland. Got to the Patriots, a dream ideal situation, and then what happens?
His off-field shit caught up with him.
These sexual allegations and. You know, I always like to say innocent until proven guilty, but you know, he's sending threatening text messages to people involved, and it's just not looking good for AB. And the Patriots were like, "Look, Antonio Brown looked good last week. He's a good football player. We all know that, but
great football player.
Something is mentally wrong with him. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. Something is wrong with him. Just by the way that he's been acting. And
his head is so far up his ass, he can't see anything else.
And if, I mean, come on, you're dealing with all these allegations and stuff like that. You're finally, you know, you're in a good, you have a good chance to win a Super Bowl this year.
They were going
to
win a
Super Bowl. They had a chance to win the Super Bowl before he got there. Yeah, it just became like,
still win the Super Bowl, but still.
But I'm talking about for AB, this is a prime chance for him to win a Super Bowl, but he just showed that he was only cared about himself.
It's okay, Mike. You can say it. He was being a nigga.
No. Here we go.
Use a nigga, Kanye, and I don't mean that in no good way.
Once again, I did not say that at all.
He was being a nigga. It's okay.
But no, man, it was crazy. But Tim was hype about it, so we had to start to show off with that.
I hope he never gets picked up again.
I don't think that's really you have to hope for. Like, someone has to be stupid.
I don't know. The Dolphins are probably looking at him mad hard.
I mean, yeah. I'll be honest. My coworker looked at his phone at like 4 o'clock, and saw the ESPN alert from ESPN on his phone. I'm like, shit. I guess Cleveland didn't even want him, because if the Patriots can't trade him to Cleveland, nobody fucking wants him.
My boss texted me before he even dropped, and I was like, how the fuck did he know about this? But I went on the Patriots Twitter page, and sure enough, they released him.
Talking about Miami, though. Dallas is covering that. I think they're a 22-point favorite. They're going to cover that spread.
Guess who has Dak on his fucking fantasy team?
Fuck Dak.
I fucking hate him, too, personally. I'm a Giants fan. I'm supposed to hate him. But, like, fuck. Like, but Dak has just been...
And he's played against, no offense, two trash teams.
I'll tell you right now, our pass defense is fucking horrible.
Let me say this before we start the show. Not only is your pass defense horrible, but your back end is horrible too. I mean, there was wide receivers running wide open.
We have Anton Bethea as a starting safety 10 years too late.
But I want to say Saquon Barkley is a fucking beast. I love watching that dude play. So and that doesn't even really hurt my heart to say it. He's that good. I really like watching him play.
Oh, no, there's dudes on Philadelphia. Like, I fucking love Zach Ertz.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
I'm not even lying. I love his wife, too, because watching Olympic soccer is fucking amazing. They are like actual, factual, long-distance couple goals there, because they spend maybe like a week together out of like 3 or 4 months in the span. And yet they are still married for like 4 or 5 years, been together for 6 or 7.
Coming on top of their sports.
Yes. They are they're at the top level of each of their sports. Let's
see, she won the World Cup back to back, and then he won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. I mean, that's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. Can you get a better power couple?
That trophy case, though.
That trophy case has got to be pretty good. Only if, you know, he won in Stanford with Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Speaking of Andrew Luck.
Yeah, we ain't gonna get started on that one.
Anyways, so what's up?
No, nothing. I was gonna. We don't normally talk this much about sports.
We had
to get into it real quick.
We did. I mean, Tim is over here. He's just happy as hell, man.
Like, I can't stop smiling.
You can't.
I really can't. You can't.
Tim is ear to ear right now.
That's the actual truth.
Real quick, how was your week? We usually check up on each other.
Oh, it was good, bro. Eagles lost, but it is what it is.
Still a good game,
dude. You have like half a team right now.
That is true. I'm not in the fan club of excuses, though.
It's not an excuse.
I know, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, both starting wide receivers go down. That's tough.
It's just a reason. It's not an excuse.
Yeah, but look, it is what it is. Dallas looks good. So far, my football life sucks this year.
Okay,
that's literally your only competition, though, is Dallas.
No, I know in the division, but they do look good.
You could be a Dolphins fan.
See, that is true.
You could have your best friend saying, oh, three lies on the bench. Now it's time for Danny Dimes. No.
So,
Danny Dimes coming in.
Moving away from football, but to another sport, wrestling.
Let's jump into it, bro.
We're going to start into our top threes, top fives, whatever we do.
Let's do top three wrestlers of all time. If you want to go a little bit deeper into it, RJ, I know this is your thing.
It is your thing. I didn't want to suggest too many wrestling topics, so I kind of stayed away from that because I felt like it was just, you know, padding it more for me because I was more comfortable.
But who wants to start off? Top three wrestlers of all time.
I'll start off since you both know way more about wrestling than I do. But I'm going to do my favorite, and these were just wrestlers that were my favorite growing up. So I got to go with Ric Flair. Woo! I got to go with – I'm going to get a lot of shit for this one, but Booker T was my man.
Here we go, because he's black.
That's the same exact thing my boy said. And then number three, The Rock.
I respect that. I'll go – that's actually not a bad list, though.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I understand. I mean, Booker T.
I just really liked Booker T.
You have your personal favorites. You can't say he's a bad wrestler. He won championships.
He was a champion multiple times.
Five times. WCW champion.
What was it? The Spinneroonie or something like that?
Yeah, I can do that shit in a video game. I can't do that shit in real life.
I'm not saying that's the name of it, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. All right, I'll go next. My top three, I would go The Rock, just for not only entertainment purposes, but he was in a lot of big matches. I think my favorite promo and favorite match of all time in wrestling was
Stone Cold WrestleMania 17.
WrestleMania 17.
Yep, I already knew it.
That was a classic.
He called it.
He did.
It's like the best use of a Limp Bizkit song ever in a promo. No, I mean, I don't give a fuck if I offend him. I'm sorry. I stopped myself there for a second.
This is tough. I would go The Undertaker.
Smooth.
I used to be afraid of him. I'm not gonna lie. Smooth. I was afraid of the dark as a kid.
Because that motherfucker was in
it. Yeah, for real. I know. I would go The Undertaker, and then number three, it's basic, but I had to go Stone Cold. And the reason that I say Stone Cold is I just loved his feud with Vince McMahon. I mean, there was a short time there where he went on Vince's side when him and The Rock were clashing back in the day. But most of the time, he was always against Vince. And anytime the big guy, the big head in the company is going against the boss man, that was always good entertainment. You know, the beer truck to Vince McMahon. Yeah, I mean, those would be my three. If I had to go five, Ric Flair would be four. And five would probably be Shawn Michaels.
A showman. Nothing wrong with that. Always put on a good show.
True that. What you got, RJ?
Number one growing up was actually Jeff Hardy.
Wow.
I saw this random dude from North Carolina flipping off shit. I'm like, yo, that's
fuck. That dude was crazy, bro.
Like, I watched a little bit in the 90s before he got there, but when he came around, that's when I actually made a purpose to watch it.
I got you.
Number two is Rey Mysterio.
Yo, he was Rey Mysterio, definitely in my top. Yeah.
Rey Mysterio, he's still kicking it, and he's still really fucking good.
Yeah.
Number three is The Rock. Like, The Rock is just The Rock. If you were born and if you started watching wrestling in the late 90s, there's a chance you either love or hate The Rock.
What a fucking career for him, though. Just overall, career-wise.
Within a span of like 10, 15 years, he became the biggest wrestler in the world. Now he's the biggest movie star in the world.
And I'll tell you this. He's made great movies and he's made shitty movies. A lot of shitty movies.
Yeah.
But this man is getting his money. I think for the past 2 or 3 years, he was the top paid actor in all of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And look. I don't blame him. I mean, if you want to make a shitty movie, make a shitty movie. You're getting money. That's what he's doing. I mean, I can't blame him for that.
You got to get money before it gets you.
Yeah.
He's in one of my favorite movies ever.
What's that?
I just had it and I lost it.
Bad Boys 2. I know that's from what I hear.
The Rock is not a bad boy. The Rock's not a
bad boy. You wish he was, though, don't you?
Fuck. We'll get back to it.
Was he the main dude?
Yes, and he was with, I think, Sean Penn. Sean William Scott. What's
the
that
Rundown.
Movie? The Rundown. The fucking
Rosario
Rundown.
Dawson was in that one, too. Yes. And Christopher Walken.
Yes, Christopher Walken was the bad guy.
Real quick, this is totally off topic, but this is what makes podcasts great. I would say Walking Tall was another one of my favorite ones, and Gridiron Gang.
Gridiron Gang was good.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like Exhibit in that one, too, even though he wasn't big.
He wasn't big, but he did his thing.
Yeah.
The Rundown is fucking amazing.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I was
Rundown.
About to say, he's never seen it.
I've never seen the Rundown.
Yeah, because I listened to last week's episode today, and you should put that on the list of movies you need to watch, along with Finding Dory.
Okay. I got you, bro. I got you. I'll do it.
The Rundown. Damn, that just brought me back. All right. But
you ain't that old, are you?
No, but I haven't talked about that movie at all during any of these podcasts.
That's true.
I think I'm the oldest one in the room.
True.
Probably. Yeah. We're the same age.
Like, yeah, you're 27?
Six.
26? That was my next guess. Yeah, no, I'm the older one. I'm about to turn 31 in like 2 weeks.
All these bitches is my son.
What else you got?
I guess, I mean, if I had to extend it, four and five, not Undertaker, because I was afraid of him. Stone Cold, definitely on that list.
Yeah.
Just how entertaining he was. wasn't always the best ability wise, but like his mouth could sell a pay per view in a heartbeat.
True.
And I guess number five would be not Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Ooh,
that's a good one. I respect him. That's why I put him on that list. His intensity. Did you know that that whole game, actually, Persona thing, was supposed to be Owen Hart, too?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It was supposed to be Owen Hart before, of course, he died. Rest in peace.
That's the guy who died in the ring, isn't it?
He died during the entrance to an In Your House pay-per-view.
Yeah.
He was propelling from the ceiling or whatever, and the cable broke.
You remember, I don't know if you ever seen it on like a bunch of wrestling videos. It was Shawn Michaels, how he kind of came from the ceiling in the video and the entrance and whatnot. Owen Hart was doing something similar, but the harness broke, and so he fell from enough to crush some organs. Yeah.
Enough to kill yourself.
Yes.
Apparently, because he's not here anymore. R.I.P. I'm not joking. I'm just saying. You said enough to kill yourself. Yeah. Well, he's dead now.
It was enough to do some damage.
All right, so this we're going to go ahead and jump into the topic that I struggled with the most of the podcast. And this was just because of putting them in order. Movie-wise, I didn't struggle putting them in order. And it's important that you put them in order. I know we don't put stuff in order.
Dude, I can't do that.
You have to. You have to. I'm going to shoot this over to RJ first. Our guest is going to kick this topic off. Top five Denzel Washington movies of all time.
Now, again, with this one, I did my favorite five. And I'm not going to argue if these are not his top five.
Well, I mean, they're all going to be your favorite, really.
I'm going to tell you right now, Training Day is not on this list.
I'm going to tell everybody right now, we're only about almost 20 minutes into the podcast. RJ's about to get up and leave.
Out of respect, I'm not saying that any of these movies are better. I'm saying I like Denzel in them more.
Okay, right, I respect that.
I mean, I really don't, but go ahead.
Number five, Taken, Pelham 1-2-3. I just like that one. I like him in that one.
Very good one.
If anything, I like John Travolta in that
one. That was right outside amazing. My top five, but that's a good one. Real good one.
Number four, He Got Game.
Kill it.
Kill it. How did I forget that?
So, there you go. Did I just make up for leaving off the Training Day?
No, you're still salty.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. Number three, The Equalizer. I thought it was a badass.
Really?
Thing. When Liam Neeson was coming out on all the movies and shit, here comes this badass fucking bald black dude just killing motherfuckers with fucking nail guns at Rip Off Home Depot.
Put your fist up.
I can't do that.
Dumb niggas. Number two, John Q. I saw that when I was a kid. That struck a chord with me.
Oh, my man.
Watch only once a year or else you will go into a deep, dark depression you can't go out of.
I saw that as a kid and I was like, you know what? That, even I know as a fucking 10-year-old, that's a good movie.
Yeah. That's some tough shit right there.
And then number one, is because of how well he played with the other lead actor in this movie, number one, I have American Gangster.
Okay. I respect
like him and Russell Crowe in that movie to me were absolutely beautiful together.
Wow, there was multiple movies that you left off.
I warned you. Like I'm I know everyone thinking Denzel. The first movie they think is maybe like what Training Day, and then maybe some people be like Preacher's Wife.
I'm going next. Let me go next. Yeah, I got to jump in.
I warned you guys.
All right, number five. Little kind of like Taken, Pelham 1-2-3, but I'm going Unstoppable.
Respectable.
I thought he played a badass in that movie. Number four, Man on Fire.
Kill it.
That shit was so fucking good. So fucking good. And honestly, this is going to strike people as kind of crazy. I recently just saw that movie for the first time probably 3 years ago.
Where have you been at?
I don't know.
Honestly, me too, though, because you probably saw it when I saw it.
Bobby
brought the VHS over to our house.
Probably. I can't remember where I saw it, but you 3 years
ago. What movie was on VHS that y'all talking about?
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire.
Fuck, that was like 2005.
That's like one of Denzel's... Is that one of his first movies? Few movies?
No. This was 04.
Yeah, that's like 05 that go back right there, bro.
Before you were born.
I'm about to say shit.
He did Malcolm X in 92.
Oh, that was 92?
Yeah, bro. Yes.
Oh, shit.
Glory was 89.
Glory was good. Glory. Yeah. Oh, that's another one. Fuck.
Like I said, you're going to miss them.
All right, so Unstoppable, Man on Fire. Number three, Remember the Titans. I mean, everybody knows my love of sports, and just the what that movie represented And for Disney, for him to crush a Disney movie like that, you know, without, you know, because Disney does have restrictions.
Like they can't say fuck.
But they can buy about just about anything now because they run the whole fucking world.
Yeah, that's everything. True. Number two, Training Day. I'm flicking RJ off on saying Training Day.
I'm imagining you're doing that because I'm a Giants fan.
I'm just giving you a good time, man. That's all. And then number one, probably one of the best movies all the time, or of all time, or in my top 10 of all time. Let me say that because it's not the best movie of all time, but it's definitely in my top 10. John Q.
So
not gonna lie, I'm gonna have a confession. I cried
like a bitch.
John Q.
And then I was pissed because they sent his ass to jail.
Yo,
I wasn't cool with that.
When the kid was doing the flexing as he was driving away in the car and everything.
Hey, chill, bro.
You trying to give him shit for crying?
No, I'm not giving him any shit. I was crying.
I'm about to say, bro, that killed me. Tim, what you got?
I'm going to start with my number one.
No, did anybody have a problem with my list?
Yeah, it was pretty trash. But anyways.
like the Eagles.
Number one, John Q. It just has to be. It affected me crazy. And like you said, you were young. I was young as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there like, no.
I played Little League baseball. I don't want that shit happening to me.
Heart explode.
Yeah, bro.
Number two. I know this really isn't going to be too popular, but Man on Fire.
What was your number one?
John Q.
Okay. I'm glad we agree with that. Because we don't agree on shit.
Everyone had that in their top three.
I'm in
the top two.
Yeah. I about to say, that was two on your list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, The Taking of Pelham. Is it Pelham?
Pelham. Pelham 1-2-3.
Pelham 1-2-3. Number four, neither of y'all mentioned this movie, Antoine Fisher.
I mean, I did think about that.
Dog, that almost affected me as much as John Q, dog.
I was more affected by Derek Lee.
A really good one. Yeah. That's a really good one.
That was dog. his first movie he directed, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's – and what's this, number four? Number five, Man on Fire. He has a lot of great other movies. Like, I really like Fences, and there's Training Day, of course, but
Fences,
those are my favorite.
He was fucking rough in Fences.
Dog, Fences was amazing.
It was wow.
If he grew up in that time, that's exactly how he would be.
You would have to think he grew up in that time because he played the part perfectly.
One of the best roles he's ever played, I would say.
Training Day, American Gangster.
But pretty much all his roles, he kills it.
Yeah, they do. It's more about the other part of the movies that aren't up to par for Denzel.
I mean, it is Denzel.
Yeah.
Like, Two Guns was trash. But anyways, so.
I swear to God, I asked my assistant manager today, what's your favorite Denzel movie? He said Two Guns.
Wow.
That movie is horrible.
He said that's his favorite Denzel movie.
And I love Denzel. That movie is trash.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into One's Gotta Go. See how tough this is going to be for some people.
Oh, this was easy as fuck for me.
Really?
I'll go first if you want. This is easy as fuck.
Yeah, actually, I want to hear.
All right, so we're going to go. One's Gotta Go, Mario Kart 64, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. Now, when I say this, it's the Legend of Zelda for the 64. It was the Legend of Zelda. I forgot the name of it, but it had the gold.
Majora's Mask or Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. Ocarina of Times.
Yeah. There was one more, too.
Or Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
One's got to go.
Easy as fuck.
RJ?
Legend of Zelda's gone.
Whoa.
I'll give up Vice City, too, if I had to. San Andreas is better than Vice City. I'll tell you that's right now.
Everybody says that. But I'm not going to sit here and say it isn't better. But for me, I just remember every day coming home from school, and I've said this on the podcast, playing Vice City. All night long. Like, that was my game. When it came out, it was just different. It was different from 4. It was different from 3, obviously. It just had
3 was terrible.
It had a different...
3 was okay. It set a decent tone to me.
I thought 4... Yeah. No, I thought
I guess
4 was
4 was god-awful.
I thought 4 was
horrible. I played 4 for like 5.5 minutes exactly.
And maybe that's why Vice City struck such a core with me. Not only because I played it all the time, but it was a good-ass game. Like, it was good. Whether you thought it was the best or third, whatever order, it was a good video game. So,
I'm not saying Vice City was bad. I'm just saying, I loved San Andreas a lot more. I got it on my PlayStation 4 right now.
I made that my opinion. San Andreas was better. What's up, CJ?
What's up, Big Smoke?
all right, so for me, this was tough. Because when I came up with this topic, these are games that I played religiously. Every single one of them.
You ain't played no motherfucking Zelda.
I did. I swear to God. You
were running around Link trying to get Zelda.
Dog, that was probably, looking at this list outside of Vice City, probably the game that I played the most.
Well, you had to.
Why?
In order to beat it. It's longer than any of these other games.
I never beat it.
All right, and that's going to wrap up episode 17.
That doesn't surprise me. Like, them games is long as shit.
Yeah, but you got to beat it.
I gave up. I think WWF No Mercy came out, and then I hopped on that or something. Something came out, and I switched games.
I had my brother, though. My brother, me and him would tag team it.
I mean, when you're a kid, though, like you, when you're playing video games, you're playing to enjoy it. Like, I beat games when I could when I was a kid, but as I grew older, I was like, maybe I should start trying to finish games.
Well, to be honest with you, I never finished any of the Grand Theft Autos. I got to the point where I could just free roam, and that's what I did.
Oh, no, I played the shit out of San Andreas. I beat that shit at least four or five times.
Yeah, I beat San Andreas.
So for me, like I said, this is tough.
With and without cheat codes.
But I'm getting rid of... I still don't know. I'll get rid of Super Smash Bros.
And these are all the 64 titles, Super Smash Bros., right?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to handle beasts with your friends? You take it straight to the sticks, and you play Super Smash Brothers.
Not me, bro. Not me.
Okay.
So either that or Madden. Madden or Smash Bros. Is how you settle beasts as a kid.
Looking at it, Vice City's got to go.
Really?
Vice City's got to go.
Damn.
I love Vice City. Don't get me wrong. It would be sad. Their radio stations and shit, I think, are probably better than San Andreas. Like, just the wild shit that they would say on the radio.
Nigga.
What? I love the radio stations on Vice City.
I'm telling you, play 5. That'll change your opinion, too.
Yeah, I haven't played 5 too much.
The radio stations are so...
So, RG, I know you're big into video games. Is it true that 6 is coming out soon?
I mean...
Or that they're working on 6?
They'd be stupid not to. Well, but they're putting so much into 5 right now, because they keep coming every couple months. DLCs, there's like new DLC for 5. So they may not be their main priority right now, and I probably shouldn't know this since I work at GameStop. But like it's not their main priority. But
5 has been out ever since
PS3 and 360.
I was about to say high school, since I was in high school, I think.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Or a year after high school. It was
It has, because it was originally released on the 360 and PS3, and then when PS4 and Xbox One came out, they re-released it.
Yeah, so you're right.
It's been out for almost closer to 10 years than 5. And I know that for sure.
And let's be honest, you talk about all the other game franchises. Look at what the Grand Theft Auto franchise is doing, making money off of a 6-7-year-old video game.
Oh, 1,000%.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like... It's crazy to think about that, though.
But people are going to play that game regardless. They could just switch it over to Pong, and people would still play it if it had a Grand Theft Auto title on it.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto Pong.
Yeah. I would want to know what it's about.
Red Dead Redemption is pretty much Grand Theft Auto, but Old Western.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
I haven't played it either.
I don't have a newer gaming system.
I got an Xbox One, but now let me ask you this. This is off topic, but I just want to pick your brain.
Go ahead, bro.
So you work at... GameStop, like you said.
Yeah.
Xbox One, or just Xbox in general, are they planning on releasing anything within the next 3 years that you know of?
Of a system?
Yes.
Both of them are. PS4 and Xbox One. The next one is coming out within the next year and a half.
What's it called? Do you know?
Right now, the new Xbox is called Project Scarlet. PS4, no one knows, so I mean, everyone's just generally calling it PS5. But Xbox, the Project Scarlet should be here next holiday season in time for like Christmas and Thanksgiving and that shit. And then PlayStation, if they can get their shit together and fix it and get, you know, work fast enough, which means they'll probably fuck it up, will come around the same time. But if they do it right, it'll be spring of 2021.
Because I have the Xbox One, which it works fine, but I have the original because I got it the first week it came out. So I got the very first Xbox One that ever came out.
Bro, I remember that struggle of working at Walmart Electronics when that shit came out,
bro.
Bruh.
I was wondering, is it worth getting a new Xbox One? Or should I just hold off?
Are you using it that often? Like, honest opinion, it depends on how often you use it.
I don't game much. The only two games I play, honestly, are 2K. Madden and 2K.
I mean, if those are the only two games, you're not running out of space because you just have 500 gigs.
Oh, no, I'm at 44% space-wise.
Yeah, like, if you're not even downloading the free games, then you really have nothing to worry about. Do you have a 4K TV?
No.
Then you're not really missing much.
Okay.
Like, you really aren't. Like, well, if you need the hard drive space, you can get, like, a slim 1 terabyte. Depending on where you go, GameStop, they'll run you maybe like 260, 270.
But I mean, like I said, I just didn't know because I remember when I first bought that Xbox, it was what, $500?
Oh, yeah.
And then I bought my dad last year an Xbox One from Best Buy for $199.
I mean, that had to have been a fucking sale or some shit.
It was.
New Xbox Ones right now, depending on which one you get, it's either going to be the 1S or the 1X. The cheapest is going to be $300.
It was right after Black Friday. It was an Xbox S, 1S.
Yeah.
And all he does is play Grand Theft Auto 5 and shoot the police officers.
Hey, shout out to the police.
Isn't your dad a cop, though?
Yeah,
that's what everybody
says.
That
is karma like a motherfucker.
That's his game. He loves it. So we got him an Xbox One because he was just playing on the 360. But it was so cheap. It was the Black Friday sale. But like 10 days after the Black Friday, there was still like 15, 20 Xbox Ones there.
It's because most people will probably tell you PlayStation's better.
Well, the only system that sold out on Black Friday, at least at Best Buy, was the Spider-Man PS4.
I mean, one, it's a PlayStation. Two, that Spider-Man game for PlayStation was fucking insane.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Damn it.
Do you like Spider-Man comics? Or Spider-Man anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. That game is the best Spider-Man game since maybe like PlayStation 2.
Okay. I don't have any gaming system.
Right. I will do my best to get you one. I can get you a discount on something.
We'll work something out after the podcast. I'm about to say. No, strictly because I think I will play it too much.
Oh, you will.
I was going to ask you, when do you have time to play a game?
I'm about to say, you.
I really don't. Yeah,
I didn't say too, because congratulations on your baby. I met you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Wednesday, Tim Jr.'s coming.
Hopefully sooner.
This will be released after the baby.
No, before.
No, it won't. Okay, true. Right. I was like, let me not reveal too much. But yeah, baby coming next Wednesday.
Tim Jr.
That's what's up, though.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't have a system because I'll end up staying up until like 3 in the morning.
What game would you get? If you got a $400 gift card right now to GameStop, you get one system and one game, what would you get?
I would get an Xbox, and I don't know. I mean, since I don't have one now, I'm not really into games, but it would be a Call of Duty, or I would get Fortnite, which I believe is free.
Fortnite's free.
Or PUBG.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
True. Not bad.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into Fuck, Marry, Kill. We didn't do that. Oh, we did do that last week.
We did.
Fuck, Marry, Kill, and RJ, you're on the hot seat first.
I'll take it.
So
give me your best.
So Fuck, Marry, Kill. I'll give you a good one. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, she pretty.
Jennifer Lopez.
She pretty too.
And let's go Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood's dead. I'll tell you that right now. She pretty, but she dead. Jennifer Lopez. You said Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, you answer that kind of quick. That's really tough for me.
I'm not going to lie. Like,
Mary. Mary's easy. That's J-Lo. J-Lo's my number one.
She's not even my number one. I just know she's set up for best long-term success. And I need to make sure I'm financially taken care of, goddammit. Like, if I need to ask her, like, hey, baby, can we get some money for Legacy Maker? She'd be like, wait until after my show on Sunday.
I got you, boo. All
right, but, so Mary or fucking?
Mary, J-Lo, and I'm fucking Jennifer Aniston. Like, I don't even care if it's like Friends Jennifer Aniston or now Jennifer Aniston. She's still pretty.
Oh, although, hell yeah.
I will tell you right now.
Bro, Friends, I gave you a good one.
Friends is overrated as fuck. Friends, I know. Friends is, I will tell you right now. I don't, if y'all don't ever want to talk to me again, if you don't accept my friend request on Facebook, Tim, because of this, no. Friends is bad.
Trust me, he's going to agree with you.
Baby, because... he doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it.
Well, your wife loves Friends?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so glad she's not here to look at me with disappointment right now. But Friends is trash.
Here we go. Another race
thing. Although, now that I think about it, something I do agree with you on is I'd take Adele over J-Lo because I remember hearing that on the episode.
Thank you.
And I'd say, y'all talked about this last week. I'd say no to Reese's as well. That shit just doesn't mix well with me.
Yo, God. I think I just found a new friend right here.
I'm not even going to lie. We'll
see how good of a friend you really think he is, bro. How good of a friend y'all are. What do you get? What are you giving them?
I'm going to give them an easy one, but I got a hard one for you.
Of course. Oh, no, I want the hard ones. Pause.
No, give me the hard one. Give me the hard one.
Y'all just begging for some hard ones.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I got Adam Levine.
Okay.
Jared Leto.
Okay.
And Justin Timberlake.
I'm marrying Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, you said that one too quick.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie. I grew up in the 90s. I was an NSYNC fan.
Okay.
I was an NSYNC fan over fuck Backstreet Boys.
The honesty, I'm here for it.
For real, bro. I'm almost 31 years old. I don't give a fuck what people think half the time.
Yo, that's how I feel.
Like, you say what you say. If you look at me weird, fuck it. We'll get over it. You'll probably say something weird if you're hanging with me. If I think you're a friend of mine, you'll probably say something weird.
Yeah, you better say something weird or else you're weird for not saying shit.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm marrying Justin Timberlake because I know he's not the youngest. But I've known him the longest. I've been a fan of his the longest.
Okay.
And I know he's set up for a good success. And there's a chance I could see Jessica Biel.
Too much, bro.
True.
Jessica Biel. What were the other ones? Jared Leto and Adam Levine.
Yes, sir.
I'm probably killing Adam Levine.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hook up with Jared Leto just because he looks like he could actually have a good Friday night. Like he looks like he's a pretty wild fucking dude. Well, I want to hang with him once in a while.
Sweet. You know what? I'm actually going to skip that.
I'm just skipping. You already said I was explaining shit too long.
He's talking about a whole relationship.
I think about shit a lot. No,
that's good.
Yeah, we don't want none of that again.
I was about to say, bro, I miss it already.
All right, so Bish, you going to hop on next?
Yeah, I'll go next.
All right, so you got for RJ or you want me?
You go first.
All right, just give me a hot second. I have it written down here.
I get you too. Oh, you wrote it down?
I wrote it down.
Oh.
What you got?
Fuck, I don't know which one of you guys I want to give this one to. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'll go first.
All right, go ahead.
Because this is big on my friends group. Anna Kendrick, Emma Watson, or Emma Stone?
Okay.
There's a wrong and a right answer to this,
Emma
Mike.
Watson, done. Dead. Emma Watson, done. Dead. And you already seen the comment. I already commented on Facebook. Emma Watson, done. Dead. Emma Stone, I'm fucking, and Anna Kendrick, I'm marrying. Anna Kendrick, I'll tell you this, Anna Kendrick and Emma Stone, personalities are 10 times better than the other one. 10 times better.
This nigga said the other one.
The other one.
The other one, Hermione.
Yeah, I don't really have, I had no problem killing her, bro.
Your turn, Tim.
That was easy.
Your turn.
That was right. Easy.
So we
appreciate
got...
that, RJ.
That hurts. That hurts a lot.
My man's pissed.
I don't know if I'm pissed, but I'm definitely hurt.
John Stamos, Ryan Reynolds, and Ryan Gosling.
There's a right answer to this one, too.
Killing Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. That's, what the fuck?
I can't kill Uncle Jesse, bro. I can't do it.
Unpopular opinion? Full House was kind of trash, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say that right now.
I'm going to marry John Stamos and who was the other one?
Ryan Gosling.
Fuck Ryan Gosling.
Bro, I'd marry Ryan Reynolds off of comedy alone.
Yeah, why would you kill Ryan Reynolds?
Because I can't kill John Stamos.
Okay, but you can kill Ryan Gosling.
Okay, well, I guess it doesn't matter. I'm just saying I can't kill
John Stamos.
You would kill Deadpool.
Never seen Deadpool. All
right, so what's yours for me? I'm on the seat now. Yeah, I just...
Here we go. It's going to take too long to explain that one.
You can't fix broken.
You really can't. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Dumbasses.
Tim, let's see. Chris Evans.
I'm going to have to look these people up.
Chris Evans is Captain America.
Okay.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Okay.
And then Chris, what was the last one? I already forgot my damn list. And then Chris Pratt is Star-Lord.
Okay.
I got a good one for Tim.
I'm going strictly based off of characters.
Mm-hmm. However you want to base it.
Thor has beautiful hair, so I think I would marry or... No, I'm fucking him because he has nice hair. so Thor's out of the way. Captain America.
And Star-Lord.
I'm going to marry Captain America and kill Star-Lord.
I mean, yeah. I can't be mad at that. I probably would have done the same thing.
It's strictly off characters.
All right, I got one for you, Tim.
So, sweetheart.
George Clooney.
Okay. Okay, the Cloons.
Michael Keaton.
Ooh, Michael Keaton. Give me a Val Kilmer.
No, that makes it too easy, bro.
Actually, let me restart. No. Let me keep that. George Clooney. Who did I say?
Michael Keaton.
Or
Heath Ledger.
No, somebody help me out. Batman. No, somebody help me out. Christian Bale. So Christian Bale. I forgot my list. So Christian Bale, Michael Keaton, or George Clooney.
All right, I'm going off of Batman characters now. George Clooney's dead. Although I would never kill him.
That's why I wanted to switch it up, because I knew you were going to go after Batman character. That's why I wanted to switch it up.
He was the worst Batman out of the three, because the other two happen to be my favorite Batmans.
Same.
So George Clooney definitely died.
Hold on. RJ, you got something to comment on that?
No. Okay. I mean, they're the best Batmans. So they're not my favorite characters from a Batman movie.
I'm glad you agree.
So killing George Clooney, Christian Bale, Michael Keaton. I would marry Michael Keaton because I like him better than Christian Bale, and I guess I'm fucking Christian Bale.
Who you fucking?
Christian Bale.
He fucked him! Yo, that was beautiful.
If I don't listen to the podcast, who does?
Yeah, no, he definitely. That's what's up.
The man pulled a Tim out on him.
No, I love it. That's great. He's a true fan right here. True supporter.
Let's go ahead and jump into our next topic, and that is what are your favorite things about your hometown? So I'm going to jump to RJ first. This was something that you sent me. Where are you from?
Again? I'm Montclair, New Jersey. Very proud.
So, what are your favorite things from where you're from?
This is going to sound weird, but how close it was to New York. We were like maybe 10 miles outside New York. Easy access, go in. That's Chinatown, get some dope-ass fucking food.
That doesn't sound weird at all, bro.
Not to go off topic too off, but there's a place in Chinatown that had soup dumplings. Like, you think of fried dumplings with the little beef ball inside. They found a way to put soup in there with the fucking dumplings.
I went to a little hole-in-the-wall place and got dumplings.
Yeah, Chinese food, fucking love it. The ease to New York, the small town, like, feel that it was, because now it's, like, being, not gentrified, but, like, they're building a hotel on the main street, and as a kid, I never fucking thought that would happen, but, like, how small the town was, and how kind of close-knit it was, and everything was a community together, and just, like, the people, and, well, actually, the food, actually, I'd probably say the food, the random food places, because we get some good-ass fucking food in my hometown, man.
Hell yeah.
Even if it was, like, just pizza. I'll say this. The food was so good in my hometown, Domino's pizza was good.
Damn it.
The Domino's at home in Montclair was good. I'm telling you that right now.
We're cooking some shit.
And we're all three from different places. Tim, you grew up in...
Salinas, California.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about to say shit.
Yeah, so what about you, bro?
Number one, the food.
Yeah, man.
Number one, the food. Straight up, the best Mexican food you've ever had in your life.
Now, let me ask you all this. I'm not saying because... Are y'all saying food not only because it was good, because you came to here and it's just not up to standard?
No, I'm saying that where I grew up in California was predominantly Hispanic people, predominantly Mexican people, and they made some banging ass fucking food. We had a tamales lady. She would bring us over tamales. We had a bread guy. Like, have you ever had the bread that had like the sugar on top?
I've had bread with some sugar in it. I don't know exactly what you're saying.
It's like a pastry almost. It's like a little piece of bread. They bake it, and then they put, like, sugar on top. Like, colorful sugar. Anyways, fucking banging. He would come sell that, like, midnight. You'd be about to go to sleep, and you hear, Alban! So the food was amazing. Besides that, I really don't miss much.
Okay.
It's really hood. A lot of gangs. Don't want to go back.
I can't blame you.
For me, well, I'm from here. I would say I wouldn't put food in a hole. I will say Don Pepe.
Okay, shout out.
That's Don my Pepe's shit.
Pretty, Don Pepe. Pretty clutch. Pretty clutch. I think I still got a Don Pepe discount card in my wallet.
Can I get that?
I know where we're going after this.
Bro, there's a Scrimp Shack right down the street. I've never been there. Dead ass.
Change your life.
number two, I'm not I know a lot of people complain about it. It's not a bad place to raise a family.
It's really not.
And it's really not a bad location. And when I say bad, it's not a bad location, I mean, if you think about it, you're 2 hours from the beach, 2 hours from the mountains, 2 hours from D.C. I mean, you're literally 2 hours away from anything that you really want.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I think those would be my top two.
Like, if anything, I love Richmond for, like, the little niche places, the kind of how close you are to it.
Yeah, and I like Richmond for the for their breweries. They got a lot of breweries.
Carytown is fucking popping with breweries.
Carytown is nice.
The nightlife.
Yeah, the nightlife.
Very safe and
fairly
dope. Mm-hmm.
Fairly, yeah.
It's a college town, so it can't be too wild.
Yeah.
I mean, up Richmond is.
Yeah.
Like, down, I don't know down here in Colonial Heights and Hopewell too well.
Yeah, no, Hopewell's getting better. actually, I have two more things, though. We had a super dope rodeo in Salinas.
And also,
dope. We had one of the biggest air shows in the country, which the air shows were phenomenal.
I imagine.
Be proud of your home, man.
Blue, or the Thunderbirds would come through. No, the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. Shit. Dope. I'm not too proud of my hometown. I really like it.
Be proud of what you are, of what you're proud of, man.
Yeah.
I can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
If you found some sort of silver lining in it, fuck it.
Yeah, food, air shows, and the rodeo.
All right, our last topic that we're going to jump into before we get into plead to fifth is, do you believe in life, in the afterlife, or reincarnation? This was also something RJ sent us. So being that it was one of your topics, man, I'm going to shoot this over to you, man. What do you think? What's your opinion?
I waste time spending time just thinking about what happens after you die. Like, do you come back? What do you come back as? What were you before?
Does death scare you?
100%. Like, my biggest fear in life is just the feel of loneliness, not being part of something, in a sense. So, like, death in itself, like, I know it's going to happen. If it happens sooner rather than later, it fucking sucks. but, like, yes, it scares me. I'm being honest with that. Like, I just, the thought of almost this life ending and then starting all over again is something else.
So you do believe?
I do. Yeah, I do. I 100% believe it. Because I spend time, like, what if I come back as, like, some fucking rich white kid in Idaho next life or something like that?
It'll be dope.
I mean, yeah. I'll think, like, if I die and come back as someone else, will my next person know who I was in the life before me?
No.
Probably not.
In my opinion, well, this is you, but in my opinion, no, because there would already be people who came back and who would be able to know who they were before.
I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, how soon would I come back as reincarnate something else? Who knows? It's shit like that. Like, that blows my fucking mind because I think about that shit all the time.
Tim, what about you, bro? Do you believe in it? Is that something that you even think about? But more importantly, I guess the question is, do you believe in it?
Do I believe in reincarnation as in coming back to the earth as something different than you were before?
Yeah, I guess that's what I understood when I was thinking the question.
No.
I can respect that.
No. But I don't have anything to base that on. I just don't think so.
Okay.
Me saying yes and you saying no affects absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it.
I know, but I'm going to go down a rabbit hole, and I'm not going to do that. So
that's where I get stuck, bro.
Yeah.
That's where I get stuck. I'm thinking one thing, like, fuck.
Yeah, you could probably say one thing that'll change my mind about it, but like, yeah, it's
a real in your deep. Next life, you're a Taco Bell owner.
We're lit. Or yeah, I believe in reincarnation.
You're Will Smith's great grandson.
Nah, can I be a little bit closer? Can I be jaded? Can I be jaded?
At first I thought you said Jada. I was like, whoa, wow, Tim, that's a little too much, bro.
No, I said jaded.
Nah, okay.
If you see them hang out, dude, just like on set and shit, it is beautiful.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do believe in reincarnation. And kind of like Tim, I don't really have anything to go off of, or it's just my opinion.
If anything, and it's only, a hope.
Man, there's so many things. Not only because of hope, it's just because I believe in spirits and all that crap. Hmm. So I feel like if I believe in that, I believe in some afterlife. I don't know if I believe in you coming back as a rich white kid, or you go off to still be yourself but somewhere else. Like, I don't know exactly what that is. But I just do believe in the afterlife, man, because I believe in spirits. I believe in demons. I believe in all that shit.
A bigger purpose than yourself. And maybe. Maybe not. You know, maybe you don't look at it that deep, but it's like,
it has to be bigger than bitch. Trust me. It has to be. Life has to be bigger than bitch.
Shoot.
I'm sorry.
I mean, bruh, I'm trying to work on my weight, bro. Chill.
I'm going to say, too, like, I know he's been on the keto diet. He looks... I remember, like, the first time, like, not the first exact first time I remember meeting him at Walmart, he looks a lot fucking smaller.
Dog, it's like, crazy.
Dude is doing good.
It's y'all gotta chill. I don't like being boosted like this.
My nigga chill. Is looking good.
Bish and I were talking about this before the podcast, and I was like, dog, I don't know if I can beat you in basketball no more. Like, I don't want to play basketball because you're going to be a little quicker.
I know you and Tasha are doing it together. Like, if anything, the big thing is to have someone to do it with you.
The support.
Yeah, and I mean, not having anybody that lives with me is easier too, but it's just not hard for me because I like everything that you're able to
eat. Well, you can eat a lot.
Like,
you
I can go to Mexican and get fajitas, but just without the wrap, or I mean, it's just simple. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest, like I said, the biggest thing that I had to cut out was pizza. Bread. What's up?
Pizza.
I can still eat pizza, but just not the bread. And so, like, I would
that's
have to
not pizza anymore.
I would have so to scrape. I would have to scrape all the toppings off. So dude, it's kind of weird. But I don't. But I can still eat pizza. Like the other night, like I cooked. I buy these like low carb wraps. Mm-hmm. They're like six each. So I didn't eat lunch yesterday because we were so fucking busy at work. So I was like, two carbs because I had a monster. So like I'm gonna eat a good ass dinner. So I went home and, you know, just a regular size burrito. I just put two of those on a pan.
A regular size quesadilla.
Yeah, yeah. I put that on a pan. Some sauce, some cheese, pepperoni, and sauces. Cooked that junk in there. I think altogether that was like 8-9 carbs.
I feel you, man. If any shit, the longest thing I got is I haven't had soda in almost 2 years now. That's hell the best yeah. I got going for me, bro.
I started doing this with that, and that's really good because I started not doing no soda. It was hard, so I had to switch to diet. Mm-hmm. or Coke Zero is what I drink, but
can't tell you how many times I've almost relapsed and be like, maybe I can just have diet this time, but like, nah.
No, I mean, if you can stay off of it, bro, stay off of it. It was a struggle for me for real. So I mean, even with the diet drinks, I've lost 46 pounds.
You looking good, bro.
So, you know, I want to lose 15 more. That's my goal weight. I'm not going to go anything below, nothing crazy. So
you'll hit that. I have faith that you will.
Hope so.
How long has it been? A couple months?
Like 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Like from what I've heard and what I've read, you lose weight fast if you're doing the keto diet actually right.
You do. I mean, I'm not trying to throw my weight out there, but I will just to give you a perspective. So I was 281. Mm-hmm. This morning I weighed myself, I was like 234.8.
You were like 50 pounds?
Yeah. Huh?
Fuck, nigga, you almost got 50 pounds?
Close to 50, yeah.
You were like 234.8?
No, I'm sorry.
That's hella fucking specific to be like. I was 234.8346.
I was going to say like 235, but then I was like, you know what? I remember exactly what I weighed.
It's when you remember something when you're in the process, you're actually saying it out your mouth.
You got a hella accurate scales.
So it's definitely working. I mean, what sucks is my shirts are starting to be a little bigger on me, and my pants are definitely way bigger on me.
Yo, we could trade, dog.
you still got a ways to go. Are you even 200 yet?
I haven't weighed myself in a while,
but probably not. Yeah, nah. I doubt that.
I would. The hardest thing for me to give up would be pasta, though. I fucking love pasta.
Pasta was the hardest for
Parmesan
me.
Parmesan cheese.
Real quick, where's your favorite place to get pasta?
Myself. Oh, yeah? I cook, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
For real. I make a... ooh, my nigga. If you want some banging-ass baked ziti with, like, some extra actual cheese on it, holla at your boy. If you want a banging-ass quesadilla, holla at your boy.
Where's yours?
My mom makes a really banging baked ziti.
Oh, my God. Challenge accepted.
Tim's, where's your favorite place to get pasta? Huh? Where's your favorite place to get pasta? Or what's your favorite pasta dish? It's really hard. It's going to be
chicken Alfredo, though.
For me, it's Cajun. This is going to sound crazy. Cajun, chicken, and shrimp Alfredo.
Like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds dope as fuck, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I rarely eat it because, but like, if I went to, Olive Garden's not my favorite place to get pasta.
They suck.
But if I would go, I would get them to add the shrimp. Mm-hmm. I like Maggiano's. Maggiano's is good. Antonio's, where we went for my birthday a couple years ago, they were pretty good.
I don't know the name of all the restaurants around here still. Like, I've been in Richmond for maybe, like, on and off, like, 6-7 years now almost. I still don't know the name of all the restaurants. I've been to a couple. I just don't remember
the Maggiano's names. Is good. The Cheesecake Factory has good pasta.
Yes, it does.
Terry made, what is it called? Chicken Cordon Bleu?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Bruh.
If it's made right, it's good as fuck.
Chicken, ham, cheese, and the pot. Yo. It was insanely dank.
Yeah. Holler at me when you're drunk. I'll make you a bomb-ass quesadilla, though.
Dog, I'm going to get your number before I roll out of here.
I mean, you just want to pull his pants down now, Tim?
I mean, if he lets me, yeah.
Try the quesadilla first. See how well the after part goes.
Yeah. All right, it's time to jump to the last topic of the podcast. Man, it's been a great podcast. I got to say that. It's actually been really fucking good.
Hell yeah.
Really good. This strawberry-ta this nigga got me sipping on. Got me feeling right.
So what are you sipping on?
This strawberry-ta.
Hey, that's what's up. I got a Bud Light. Bitch is sipping on air, but we're lit out here.
He's just sipping on brisk tea.
Plead the fifth. It's time to plead the fifth. And the question is for plead the fifth. Who wants to go on the hot seat first?
I will.
I'm about to say.
Tim, we're going to send Tim on the hot seat first, and we're going to kick it over to RJ. Ask your first question.
I did have one for you. Two people hanging off a cliff. You can only save one.
I'm kicking both them niggas off now.
Oh, you might not want to say that after I tell you who, though.
Who?
One is your wife, Carrie.
Uh-huh. Girlfriend, but wife one day.
I'm sorry. I assume
no, wife. You're fine. Wife. Okay, well, wife, Carrie.
One is your significant other, Carrie.
Uh-huh.
The other is Will Smith in all his movies.
Carrie, I love you, baby, but I'm about to say, I love you so damn much.
RJ, that was a good one.
I'm listening to this podcast, I've learned there's only maybe one thing you love as much as your girl, and that's Will Smith. And Bad Boys 2.
My mama, but that's really true. Real quick, just to be clear, is this before or after Carrie has a baby?
Fuck, I'll be honest, I didn't even think of that far ahead, bro.
Is she pregnant?
Yes.
Fuck. Oh, sorry, Will Smith. I love you, dog. But her not pregnant? Will Smith, what's up, dog? I'm just playing. You know I choose you.
Technically, she's not pregnant after the baby comes out. Exactly. But that means you can never watch another Will Smith movie ever again, though, if you lose him.
And I can't even see Bad Boys 3?
No, not at all.
We'll talk about this later, babe.
Do you have another one for him?
No. I might think of one after you give him one.
All right. All right, Tim. I'm not going to go hard on you tonight, man.
I appreciate it, bro.
Look like you're crying. Are you okay? Was that tough?
Yeah, bro. Will Smith is dead.
Like, Tim over here looking like he's crying. That's a good one, bro.
I listen. I was waiting and sitting on that one the whole fucking show.
He might be number one, but go ahead.
All right, man. Okay. Three people are hanging off of a cliff.
Okay.
Your sister.
Uh-huh.
And Carrie's two kids. You can only save one. Who are you picking?
Let's go! Okay. See, what I
love
is
Carrie.
You attack the significant other and something else he loves very much.
Yes.
In
yes.
Tim's case, it's Carrie and Will Smith. Yeah.
So what you got, bro?
Two kids.
And I threw the two kids in there because if I would have just did his sister and the kid, obviously he would have said, well, I'm picking the kid because my sister would want me to.
Nah, actually, I'm picking my sister.
Over your own kid?
They're not. No, no, they're not. Well, he'd be stepdaddy.
I didn't know if she had kids already or not.
Yeah. Okay, cool. From previous relationships.
I feel you.
I'm going to pick my sister.
This is...
Okay.
I'm not really going to explain that.
Okay, no, you don't...
It has nothing to do...
You don't have to explain, bro. You don't have to explain.
I'm picking my sister, babe. I love you, and I love Elaine and Sylvie, but, yeah, it's Ariel.
I wasn't going to throw the names out there, because I didn't know how she felt about throwing the names out there, but...
Let's hope this kid's going to find the podcast one day.
All right, RJ, what you got for Tim?
I hate to do another off the cliff one, but
I'm going straight off the cliffs for Bish. And you, as a matter of fact. We can keep this gangsta straight off the cliffs.
I'm ready for it, bro.
Fuck. Do you have another one? Because I can't think of anything right now.
Let's see. Tim. I'm not going to do off the cliff one.
That was really good, though. That was really good. Both of y'all.
I'll be honest.
That's fucking the only one Will I thought Smith.
Of. The seat never gets warm. It got to like a 4. If you turn your stove on to like a 4 or 5.
I'm going to toot my own horn, but was that the best plead to fit from a guest?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No one brings the heat as a guest.
That's what I'm saying, bruh.
Here we go.
I ain't afraid. I just met this nigga an hour ago. I'm going in.
All right, Tim. Let's see. What is something that Carrie knows about that nobody in the crew knows about? Is there anything?
Including Bish.
What my penis looks like.
But that one time with Bobby, I thought, never mind.
He didn't see it.
What?
He's joking.
He's joking.
Is there anything?
What? Not really. Most of the I would say pretty much everything I've told at least one of y'all.
So you're sensitive, or you cry, or I mean, I don't
you would know that though.
Do you cry, Max?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you cry, Max?
But you
cry won't come.
I mean, I don't know. I was just thinking of stuff. That you're right. I would know that.
No, like all y'all would know. Like I'm very, very open. So okay. If you're like close to me, you know about me.
Okay.
I feel that.
And you actually didn't give me a bullshit. You didn't say there's a bullshit answer. You're lying, blah blah. Because you know that's true.
All right, I'll go on hot seat next. We'll save RJ for last.
Ooh, okay, shit. Cool, I feel special. Cool, bitch. Cool.
So what do y'all got, man? Tim, you said you were coming for my life, so throw something at me, bro.
I want to hear this one.
I didn't say. I said I was gonna be nice to you, man. So now, I don't think I've done this particular one.
Let's go.
3 people hanging off a cliff.
3 of them.
Your mother. Your father.
Mm.
And Ashley.
Mm. This is easy because
don't get. Oh, this is my easy. Bullshit. You're gonna
this
use my
is
bullshit.
Easy. I'm going to pick Ashley, 1, because she's the youngest, and 2, because both of my parents would want me to. Okay. What a classic Tim Sam answer, baby. And I don't have to explain.
Nope, I thought you were going to – you did explain. But
thought he was going to pull shit his way out that question.
Tim drinking.
No, he did.
Tim's drinking too many Bud Lights to think I wouldn't bullshit out that question. What you got, RJ?
I'm trying to think of one, but it's probably Eagles related. It's probably not that hard.
No, it's fine. I mean, this doesn't. I mean, whatever you want to know, bro. This is really plead the fifth is to get people to crack, but it's also to get to find out about people too that you know people that regular listeners wouldn't know about.
If you could listen or not listen, well, listen, watch, participate, whatever, doesn't matter. If you could participate, listen, watch to one sport for the rest of your life and one sport only.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
What would it be?
Football.
Football?
Easily.
Like, I mean, I didn't think it'd be that easy because I know you're a big baseball fan. I see you post about Bryce Harper. You should be happy about that. I know you're a Flyers fan too.
He's a there's bigger nothing basketball to, there's, fan. There's
I'm Sixers too, yeah.
Huge. I would say the order would be football, basketball,
Hockey,
and then baseball.
I feel you.
Do I know Bish or do I know Bish?
And then there's nothing to be happy about Bryce Harper and the Phillies.
Hey, you got somebody.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a Yankees fan, so I'm good.
Okay. You had me excited posting all those videos, him smacking them out the park one after another.
I did. That was early in the season. And then, you know, once I found out we weren't going to be in the playoffs. I mean, we got a slim chance, but we lose one more game, we're out.
So. AL East champs, thank you.
Woo. Yeah, your Yankees clinched. But, yeah, it would be football.
I didn't think it would be that easy for you, though.
It would be, man. You should see me watch a football game.
I should.
You should. It's.
I'll be honest. Like,
so I watch football games by myself. I turn off. So let me. I'm gonna set the mood for y'all. Last Sunday night when we played the Falcons.
Mm. Put some candles up.
All the lights are off.
Special robe on.
And I stand up the entire game in front of the TV.
You did not stand up the whole game.
I swear on my mother, every Eagles game, I stand up the entire game in front of the TV.
I'm sorry, Angel, please, and I pace, bless your health.
And I paced back and forth all through the living room, and I had 7 bottles of water during last Sunday night's game.
I believe that, 100%.
And I swear on my mother.
I believe that. You.
Yeah.
Like, football drives you fucking insane sometimes.
It fucking does.
If you love it that much, it gives you a
honestly,
fucking...
Honestly, especially last week's game. Losing our 2 cornerbacks, I was like, okay, we're going to lose this game. And then to be that close to winning that game, and then Nelson Aguilar dropped that wide-open touchdown pass, that's heartbreaking.
I'm not going to say I'm happy I still picked him up on fantasy because Jackson and fucking Jeffrey are hurt, but hopefully I get some points.
All right, RJ. I mean, Tim, what else? RJ, Tim, I need one more question, which y'all got for me.
I got a question. It's not really too tough.
What's
up? I just want to know, if you couldn't be an Eagles fan, who would you be a fan of?
Probably Chicago. Just okay. because of their history.
I was gonna ask why.
I don't know. Like when I think of football, I think of hard nose. I like defense. I like that city vibe to it. And I like cold weather. I think football is made to be played in cold weather, and that fits Chicago. To the brink. So it would be between probably Chicago and L.A. Yeah,
I've been to L.A. once.
Nah, the Rams. Oh, I'd go Rams.
I was confused for a second, but okay. No, that's what's up. Would not have guessed that.
RJ, my man's on the seat.
Bring it, niggas.
My man is on the seat.
Let's go.
And I'm gonna keep the trend up. I'll ask you this question.
I don't have any blood-related brothers or sisters. Just telling y'all that right now.
Top 3 Eagles that have played that are your favorite of all time.
Is that a hot seat?
No. I just want to know.
Oh.
I'm going to use that as a question, though. And then I have a legit one.
In no particular order, Zach Ertz. I love tight ends. Just someone big, physical, that can actually play
sure y'all do.
Position.
Sure y'all do tight like tight ends.
I'm especially on short white women. But
hey, then.
I'm about to say, preach, brother.
True nigga.
Zach Ertz, and I swear to God, this is probably sacrilegious to say as a Giants fan, especially, but there's something special about DeSean Jackson.
Wow, you've gone really new eras, and I'm actually shocked.
Well, the last one I think is actually, if I can think of a last one,
Randall Cunningham.
I could say Randall Cunningham, but I feel like that's the millennial answer because I wasn't alive to see him really play his best.
I only say that just because Bish showed me who he was, and that
he's
one
good
play,
as fuck.
That one play.
Ooh, okay, yeah, and number 3, probably not the third one, but he's probably my favorite Eagle to play. Someone to play for the Eagles is Reggie White. I fucking love Reggie White so much.
Reggie White's a beast. Kind of sad you didn't put Brian Dawkins on that list, but
I personally hate him. But I know how good of a player he is. I respect him. I'm still mad about Ike Hilliard getting injured. Good. He's good though.
He's good. Vic's up there on my list. I would say Vic's in top 5 for me. Maybe all time Eagles. Maybe not. I don't know. That's tough. Tim, you got one for him, or you want me to go again?
Yeah, but I got a couple can't think of the word.
Because you don't
preliminary,
know. Okay, go ahead.
Preliminary questions.
Whatever. I answer whatever.
Significant other.
Not at the moment, no.
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad divorced when I was 4. Mom,
okay. Well, you just made this really fucking hard. let's see. Okay.
please put some extra Texas Pete hot sauce on this bitch.
I'm trying. I don't know.
Texas Pete.
You want me to go?
Not that bullshit.
Yeah, go ahead. I got one.
All right, RJ. What is something that you have done in your workplace, current, former, that you have done that would have got you fired, but nobody knew about?
Oh, my nigga. You did not just fucking say that. Because I know there's one. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Go ahead, boy. I thought that was good. Fuck. Let's go.
I'm trying not to be like, I was like, I could be completely honest, and then I could not be honest. And
don't get fired.
I mean, at my current workplace?
I said it could be current, former, and you don't have to explain where it was or anything. I just want to know what you did. You could have been 14 when you did it.
Oh, I wasn't 15. 14. I was 100% grown-ass man. I knew what the fuck I was doing was wrong. Could have got me arrested.
This was yesterday, actually.
Fuck.
Well, you already said that, so you got to share, bro.
Fuck. I know. Fuck. I dug a big asshole for myself. I may have... Some merchandise that may have found itself into my pocket. It said, "Hey yo, that spot looks hot as fuck. Let me find out what that's about." And then we got home and it was like, "Yo, I'm a chill here."
So I like it here.
It's like it's cool.
Okay.
Like I don't want to say what it is.
You don't have to explain nothing. I just want to know what it was.
I don't want to know shit. Just in case they try to come question me.
That's a bunch of euphemisms, but I swear to God, I hope you guys got that shit.
Yeah. Okay. So this is kind of weak, but.
If it's weak, I'll instantly say redo.
You have to choose never playing a video game again or never watching sports again.
Wow.
That's harder than you think it is.
Maybe. No, that's a good one, Tim.
Fuck.
Well, he works at GameStop. You don't work at GameStop and not love video games.
Yeah, I know.
And he's part of, what is it, a network?
Legacy Mega Sports. Yeah, shout out to Legacy Mega Sports, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Can't be on here without shouting them out. Fuck.
Yeah, that's tough, for real.
No video games or no sports. Fuck. Nigga, I swear to God, I hate you so much right now. Oh, fuck. I don't want to cry about this, but fuck, that's hard as shit. Oh my God.
Don't boost him up. That question was not all bad.
If I didn't have sports, I wouldn't have Legacy Maker. If I wouldn't have video games, like, I wouldn't be talking to my best friend to this day, because we mostly stay in contact through PlayStation. Ooh. Or just video games is an outlet, period, really.
So I did go deep.
That's you went up. Fucking deep, nigga. That's what's up. You went fucking deep. Fuck.
You can plead the fifth. You ain't got to answer it.
No. I ain't no bitch.
You heard me.
I ain't plead the fifth about shit.
I plead the fifth.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
Oh, fuck. I feel so bad for saying this, and I know my boss is not going to hear this, but if I really gunned to my head, I had to give one up. After I pissed and shit myself, I'd probably say video games.
Okay.
Like, the gun to my head, I'd shit myself.
I know that was tough, bro.
That was fucking hard,
but guess what?
You survived.
You survived plead the fifth, so congratulations. We actually all survived. Some were weak, but I thought they were all good questions and good, interesting answers.
RJ's still recovering.
I know. RJ, we might have to call him an Uber.
He's thinking about a world with no video games.
Fuck, I am. That's not cool.
Well, look. That's going to wrap up episode 17 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. RJ, appreciate you coming out.
Absolutely.
All driving all the way out here, man.
All the support. You've been an awesome guest.
Yeah,
it's been real.
It's been real. Look, next time you hear us, Tim's going to have a baby boy, Tim Jr., be in the world.
Well, the next time after this.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Next time after this podcast.
Yeah.
And maybe you can watch Finding Dory with her.
Probably not.
I'm just saying.
It's a him. Tim Jr.
Tim Jr. in the building.
Hey. All right, well, that's going to wrap up episode 17 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim coming live from the Up Top Pod.
Shout out to the Up Top Pod.
We're out.
Peace. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks. On the phone on and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.